First Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was Christ. But with many of them, God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. I want to focus on the part of the last part of verse number 11. He said, now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. He's talking about them as believers. The end of the world has come upon us. That's what he was saying. And so that's what I want to preach about, upon whom the ends of the world are come. And I know that there are those that say, and I understand it, that this word world is used also as an age or a specific time. And but I think Paul was talking about the end time. Why? Because in the rest of his epistles, he spoke about the last days, about the last time, about the day of the Lord. And so I don't think that it's much different here when he says, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Now, that's just my thinking and my theology. And looking at that and looking at what Paul was talking about here in this chapter, he was talking about the children of Israel and them being brought out of Egypt, and how that all the things that happened in their life, it happened and they were examples. And then he used the word ensample, which is similar, similar word. They were examples to you and I. Examples that you and I, and what is an example? I want you to ask yourself something. What is an example? It is something that is laid out before you that shows you the way to either do something or not do something.
Right.
That's what an example is. If you have a person in your life, they're an example. They're an example of how to live or how not to live. They're an example of the mistakes you can make or of the glory that you can receive. Amen? I mean, that's what examples are. And so examples are not things to be just dismissed. Examples are living history still. Amen. I want to say that's right. Living in our mind. It brings to our mind history that was alive, that really happened. And examples of things or persons or places that God was either pleased or not pleased. And so here we are talking about the children of Israel. And the first thing that he says in verse number 1, he says, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant." Now, since that you and I, the ends of the world are come upon us, God doesn't want us to be ignorant of that. God tells us in another place that we're not ignorant, that we're not to be ignorant of the times and the seasons of the last days. God doesn't want us to be ignorant. But here Paul's saying, I don't want you to be ignorant how that all of our fathers were under the cloud and passed through the sea. When he said, and all were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. He said, I don't want you to be ignorant that these people had an experience. They were following Moses. They were all in the same crowd. They were all coming out of Egypt. They were all wandering in the wilderness. They were all seeing God. They all had the same commands. And they all had the same example set before them. But not all of them was God pleased with. That's what the Bible said in verse number 5. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. Just because they had an experience doesn't mean, are you listening to me?
Right.
That they were in the right way.
Right.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus said.
Right.
He said, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? And many of them, no doubt, they said, this is the Lord God. Let's follow him. And at the same time, they murmured. God was not pleased with them. And they ate that spiritual meat. They did all drink of that same spiritual drink. They drank of that spiritual rock. Bible says in verse number 4. That followed them, and that rock was Christ. Now, I've got a Bible that in the footnotes, this doctor says, now right here, there's no Greek word for the word them. I disagree with him. It's not in italics, so there had to be a Greek word for them. That's why they translated it them. The only words that they didn't find are, in our Bible, in our English King James Bible, they add them were in italics, and they want you to know they put it there so that the verse makes sense in our language. And that's the only reason that they put it there. But this word, then, it's not in italics. So I'm going to have to disagree with him. I don't think he's as smart. Listen, don't pay attention most of the time to what the man says in the footnotes. He may be wrong. But God said they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. And then he said, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. Use the word them again. And he's talking about the people. So I'm just going to use that in the context that them is the people. Here they are. They all had an experience. They all saw the rock shoot out water. They all drank of it. They all ate the manna. But with many of them, God was not well pleased. For they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now the Bible tells us not to be ignorant, that they had an experience, and that God was not pleased with them. Listen, that's the one question you and I should want to know above everything. Is God pleased with my life?
Right.
Am I living pleasing to the Lord, or am I living my own way? Am I living a religious experience, or do I have a real experience following God? Are you hearing me? And many of them, they were that mixed multitude, you remember? And that's the multitude that God was not well pleased with. That mixed multitude, they were overthrown in the wilderness. Overthrown in the wilderness. They never obtained the victory. Why? Because they were examples to us. God did the things He showed them as examples to us, to the intent, what? That we should not lust after evil. He said after evil things. But we just should not lust after evil. Evil altogether. Evil things or evil playing. These things are that God don't want us lusting after evil, as they also lusted. And so God, He said, I want you to be not be ignorant that God's people are not supposed to lust after evil. He's telling the Corinthians this. This is a group of people that had a problem with carnality. They had a problem lusting after evil things. And that's the way some Baptist church men, I mean, they're in the crowd, they're among the crowd, they're walking with the rest of the crowd. Are you listening to me?
Right.
And they see some of the same experiences, but they're lusting after evil. And he said, neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. Look at it, as it is written. This is the context. People sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. That's what made them idolaters. They ate, they drank, they rose up to play. Why? They had forgot about God, forgot about Moses, made them a golden calf, something else they could be satisfied with and happy with, even though they were in the camp. And they sat down and they ate and they drank and they rose up to play. Why? Because their God didn't account them to do anything. And there are people today that they're right among us and they don't feel like the God they serve is going to hold them to account for anything. They've got their own God. They have a strange God. And they're happy. Are you listening? Eating and drinking and playing. That's what Jesus said it'd be, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot. They did what? Eat and drink.
Right.
And play. Married and given in marriage. That's what it's what he said when he talked to them, neither be idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat, drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed. Can you imagine being in the camp of Israel, having seen God part the water, having seen manna fall from heaven, having seen water come out of the rock, having seen God provide, and then hide in their tent and fornicate. That's what Achan did when they, first crossed over. Everybody else is shouting the victories because they're following God. He's in his tent hoarding up gold. It's amazing what people do when they're hiding in their tent. So there they were. They had a man of God. If there ever was a man of God, Moses was their leader. Can you imagine that? The man of God, Moses, that stood before them. God came down in a cloud by day. A pillar of fire by night. The presence of God was right there with them. and they fornicated. Can you imagine that? And fell in one day 20 and 3,000. God wasn't going to put up with their fornication. Listen, today, listen, it's an amazing day, the day of grace that we live in, that God is so long-suffering with us. God is amazingly long-suffering with us. Are you hearing me? But God is not going to let these types of sins continue forever. Go on and on and on. These things were written for our example. You don't do these things. You don't lust after evil things.
Right.
You don't commit idolatry.
Right.
You keep your eyes on God. Don't get your satisfaction by looking at something else and saying, that's what I want.
Right.
And it could come in anything. I want to have hair like theirs. I want to have clothes like theirs. I want to have a lifestyle like theirs. Isn't that the way things run today in the world? The world tells everybody what's in fashion. What's next, hip, cool. Are you listening to me? Do people even use them words anymore? I'm so old. Are you hearing me? That's the way it was. That's the way it is. Back in my day, the boys started wearing one earring in the left ear.
Right.
Only in the left ear. And that meant something. That meant you was cool. If you put it in the right ear, it meant you was funny. Now they've got them in the left, the right, the nose, the head, the tongue. They've got them everywhere.
Right.
They are all kinds of messed up. I don't know what none of that means anymore. Listen, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm saying people will follow after everything. I've never seen so many people go hog wild wanting to get tattooed as the day that we're living in.
Right.
Everybody. When I was growing up, if you saw a grandma that had a tattoo, it's because she didn't cover it right. She didn't want people to know that. She's a grandma. Now, grandma is, are you listening to me? She's tattooed more than anybody. You say, what's wrong with that? I'll tell you what's wrong. God told us not to mark on ourselves and cut on ourselves like that. You say, well, that's Old Testament. Well, it's in the Bible. I think it's a moral law, just like fornication. That was in the Old Testament, but it's still wrong in the New Testament.
Right.
There are things that God Almighty has always been against. Brother Brandon said this morning, God does not like iniquity.
Right.
God is not pleased with sin. God is not pleased with these things. And he said, the ends of the world have come upon us. Why do you think things are the way they are? God said this is the way it would be. How that you and I, listen, so much the more. The Bible said in Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. What day? The last day. The coming of the Lord day. That's what he's talking about. So, neither be idolaters. Don't commit fornication. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. They tempted Christ. They did a lot of things, but when they tempted Christ, that's when the serpents came. That's when the destroyer came. Are you listening to me? The Bible says in Romans 13, he said, for now, in verse number 11, Romans 13, 11, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Or he said, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now it's our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. And put you on the Lord Jesus Christ. And make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse 13. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. What day? The end day. The last day. The day of the Lord. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. These things were written for our example, for our learning, for our admonition. All these things are happening for examples. They are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
One of the apostles said, he talked to them about how do you think it'll be with them that do despite unto the Spirit of grace and trodden underfoot the blood of the Son of God? He's talking about this day, this wonderful day of grace. But it will be the hardest judgment. Why? Because it wasn't Moses we're looking at, it's Christ. Amen. And it's not the blood of a lamb, it's the blood of the Lamb now.
Amen.
It's the blood of our very Lord Jesus Christ that people trodden underfoot. In other words, they walk right over top of it. Are you listening? They walk right over top of the blood of Christ. Well, there's no place for somebody like that. I don't care how religious they are. They were in their midst. Paul's saying, don't think just because they were in the midst and they all passed through the sea, they all heard Moses, they all drank of the water, that they all made it. Some of them, God was not well pleased. Some of them murmured constantly. Some of them, they were just always unhappy with the way things were done. They were never satisfied. Condition was never good enough in the camp of Moses. Yet God was constantly supplying their need. God had given them everything that they needed. Many preachers have said, possibly they didn't have to spend 40 years. But it was because of the way they were and what God had to do to them that caused them to walk 40 years in the wilderness before God ever let them get near Canaan's land. Neither let us tempt Christ. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. All these things happened unto them for ensamples, for they are written for our admonition. What example in the Bible has God written specifically for me, specifically for you? Well, all of them. I can't dismiss one. I see them, and they're there to live by. They're there to learn by.
Amen.
They're there to love by.
Right.
Are you listening to me?
Right.
I'm telling you, God gave us these things. All scriptures given by inspiration of God.
Amen.
And it's profitable.
Right.
It's profitable for you and I. For correction, for instruction. Have you let God correct you? If only they'd let God correct them.
Right.
If only they would have let God correct them.
Right.
Some people seem like have a hard time with correction. I don't know how that people like that's going to make it. If they can't even be corrected. There are people that get mad when corrected. I don't know how. Are you listening to me?
Right.
If you say you're saved, listen, the Bible says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You should love God's way and God's word more, so much more, than a brother or sister telling you what's right would offend your little feelings. Oh, bless the Lord for letting me know the truth. For showing me a better way. For revealing His light to me. Amen? But no, what do people do? They want to puff up, get mad, murmur, complain, talk, leave. That's what they want to do. Let's go back. I'm tired of this. I want to go back to Egypt. That's the way they were. These things were written for our ensemble, for our examples.
Amen.
And it was just some of them. It wasn't all of them. It was some of them. He said in verse 5, many of them. He said in verse 9, some of them. Verse 10, some of them. But then he included everybody when he said, upon whom? All these things happened unto them for ensamples. They're written for our, everyone that hears, our admonition. They're written for purpose for you.
Hey.
Upon whom the ends of the world are come. You're here. The end of the age is coming. The end of the world is upon us. Do you realize that? The end of the world is upon us. I want to be a certain way when Jesus comes, don't you? I want to be pleasing to my Lord. I want to be a light burning. I want to have faith. The Bible says, when He comes, shall He find faith on earth? I hope the good Lord finds faith in me. Faith that is still looking, still believing, still hoping.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's what God wants out of you and I. Young or old, if we're saved.
Right.
Hope to the end.
Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that what He said? Amen. Hope to the end. Hope to the end. Keep the faith. The Bible's full. The New Testament's full of you and I persevering.
Right.
And how do we do it? Through faith.
Faith.
Who is he that overcometh? 1 John says. Who is he that overcometh? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Christ.
Faith,
faith in Christ.
Right. Amen. He's coming again.
Faith.
He's coming again. He's almost here. Almost ready. We are in the last days. Paul said so 2,000 years ago. How much more are you and I at the end of this age? I was telling Brother Dave this morning. We was talking about missions. Started right there in the middle of that map where Israel is. And it started moving west. It went south, it went north, and it moved west. And it's wrapped the world. And it's coming right back to the Middle East. The end of the world is upon us. The times of the Gentile. The times of the Gentile. It's about over. About over. You know how we know these things? Boy, I tell you, I love this. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, when Daniel was talking about, he knew how long they had in Babylon. And you know how long? You know how he knew that? He said he knew these things by books. See, he knew what Jeremiah, the prophet, had prophesied. About the 70 years they would be in Babylon. Daniel found his hope in the Word of God. And he believed it. He believed and Jeremiah was living in that day. He lived in that day when Babylon came in. He prophesied of it. Daniel believed it. That's a man of God. God gave him that. We ain't going to be here forever.
Amen.
Hey, are you hearing what I'm saying? I said we ain't going to be here forever. We're not going to be here forever. You're to lift up your hand to God and thank Him for that. We're not going to be here forever. These things are written upon whom the end of the world is come. We find our hope in God's Word. Things that God wrote for us.
Amen.
Amen. Bless His name. I want you to stand this morning. I'm done.